is anyone from the Mandela family actually living in the house at the moment?
No. So what happened is that the trustees decided to not pay for the lights and electricity in order for them to kick me and my brothers out. It was traitors because there are many people that want that house. And so me and my brothers, who have what they call user factor rights in perpetuity, me and Mbusu Mandela, who have lived there, grown up with our grandfather, and I maintained the house for 7 years after my grandfather died, up until 2020. But with the trustees refusing to pay the light, how could I continue staying there?
Wow.
And so they've actually displaced me and my brothers.
Okay.
They've displaced us because of an interest from Grasa, who wants the house, although she's already gotten so much from Adibo, the foundation of the house. The foundation cannot get the house because they got the old house on 12th Avenue. Ted Investments had to save them because they were trying to turn it into a boutique hotel, and they failed. And till today, it's not a boutique hotel. They have failed. So I have no confidence in the foundation.
Okay.
I had written a letter, actually, that I never actually sent to Cyril Ramaphosa to highlight him about the situation. How can the former president's house be in darkness for 18 months, almost 18 months? What is the government saying? What is the ANC saying? Huh?
Mm. Do you know why they stopped?
I believe there's a ploy to remove the boys from the house so that they can, you know, take it for themselves, basically, to be honest.
Really,
and there are many people who want that house. Museneke, the one who's supposed to be the executive of the trust, wants the house. He brought people, without telling any family members, to the house, to show them the house so they can do evaluations, etc. What an abomination.
When did that happen?
That happened a few years ago.
Okay. So that's...
Didn't tell any family member. Brought about 10, 15 people.
And so is the house actually for sale? Or has it been sold yet?
No. Majority of the family voted to sell the house. But I was one of the few that voted not to sell the house.
Okay.
Who were outvoted.
Sure. So it's you, your brother Mbaso, and who else lives there with you?
Andile.
Okay.
Used to live there.
Okay.
Used to live there.
And you know, in regards to the maintenance of the house, who is that the trustee?
The trustee is very clear, my friend. You know the will.
Yes.
It's available publicly. Go and check the will, my friend, and check what it says. It's their duty to take care of all costs associated with the house. Check the will. Check the will. Do your research. Make sure you do a good article. Huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, we were.
Check the will. Check the will, my friend.
Yeah.
And you will see my name and my two brothers' names is in the will as the user factor in perpetuity. Unless, you know, family decide otherwise. But why would you stop paying the bill when there are three people, family members? Mm.
So, when did Andile move out?
We had no choice but to move out when there's no light, my friend. What do you mean?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just trying to establish that you've all moved out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What choice do we have? What do you mean?
And has the family had any meetings over this?
We have.
And is there anything else that you would like to tell me? I mean, you know, would you like, if the property is going to be sold, would you like a say in it, you and your brother?
I will fight for the house with everything I got. You see, the thing is, I have an emotional attachment. However, I have decided those family members who are willing to work and turn their house into a business case, let's do that together. No family member should have a unilateral decision making upon what is the destiny of that house. That is a family house. And so all who are interested in the house should be coming together and discussing and get to the conclusion. But however, some family members agree to sell the house only because they have a buyer backing them to buy the house. Let me tell you, everyone in this country wants that house.
When were the lights and water switched off? or not paid?
I mean, 18 months ago. I've been working with Antimite. Me and Antimite are the only people who have cared about that house. Who have contributed to that house, actually. Who have contributed their own money to the house is me and Antimite.
And anything else that you'd like to add, Mr. Mandela?
All I'm going to say is, let us respect Martin's wishes. Let us carry them through